CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Kiowa County on the Eastern Plains has agreed to a $9.5 million settlement over a police shooting death. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
In 2020, the 39-year-old handyman, Zach Gifford, was the passenger in a car pulled over for not using a traffic signal. Sheriff's deputies suspected it was possible Gifford was high, but he was otherwise not doing anything wrong. He tried to run away from officers, and both shot at him a total of 4 times in the back, killing him. One of the deputies was charged with second-degree attempted homicide, and the other was fired. The settlement agreement is about $2 million more than the county's annual budget, but it will be paid by its insurance company. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Xcel Energy is renegotiating the closure of its largest coal power plant after regulators raised concerns. CPR's Miguel Otárola.
First, it was 2070. Then it was 2040. And most recently, 2034. Now it looks like the Comanche Generating Station in Pueblo could close even earlier. Xcel told the Colorado Public Utilities Commission it is considering pushing up the plant's retirement, which would mark an end to one of the state's biggest sources of greenhouse gas emissions. State and local governments and environmental groups are also involved in the discussions. Xcel says a resolution could be reached by next week. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Firefighters put out a grass fire near Tallyho Trail south of the Twin Lakes area in Boulder County today. Flames came dangerously close to homes. This is CPR News.